This summer, the world's best tennis players are coming back to Cincinnati. The Cincinnati Open returns August 8th through the 23rd. Bigger than ever, with new fan spaces, incredible food, drinks, and entertainment all in one place. Voted Tournament of the Year by the players themselves. Community Weekend starts August 8th. Finals weekend, August 22nd and 23rd. Get your tickets now at CincinnatiOpen.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
On yesterday's show, we were talking about the drop in taxi numbers across the country, and listeners got in touch to tell us how difficult it is to get a cab in many rural parts of the country as well. Anne is with me on the programme today because, Anne, you got in touch with us to tell us about your situation with your late husband's taxi. What's the story, Anne?
Yes. Well, before my husband passed away, quite suddenly, a form has to be filled in, designating who is to have the plate, and it was me, of course, and that was sent off, and it was Christmas week. I got a letter back addressed to me, and I filled in, sent in several things, and they sent back another letter to say I needed to fill in, I think it was an S15A form. And apparently, which I didn't read, it had to be taken up within 9 months. I applied 11 months later because most taxi men were under the impression that it was a year. And they told me the plate was invalid. Now, after COVID, normally there was a year to renew your license.
Yeah.
But after COVID, they made that rule that it was 2 years, but yet they told me if the license was invalid because I hadn't taken it up within the nine months.
And just, Anne, sorry, just to cut across you for a moment, I'm sorry to hear about your husband's passing as well. I know it's difficult to go through all of this sort of, you know, red tape and paper filling and all of this kind of stuff. It's very hard. Yeah, no, I understand that. So this is to basically to put the taxi license, was it to put it in your name? Is that what you were doing?
It was to finalise it in my name. I mean, the initial part whereby Philip had said I was to get the taxi plate was done, and they had all the details, and I was to take up the plate within 9 months, which I didn't, like use the plate or whatever I was going to do with it.
Oh, you to use
I had
it
to
within,
register it
yeah,
within
register
9 months,
and, use it.
And I didn't.
And you just missed that by 2 months.
By 2 months, because I was totally traumatised.
Yeah,
I mean, we'd been 45 years married, and you know, and I mean, as I say, like Philip was diagnosed for a man who was swimming and dancing, and all of a sudden, like, he was diagnosed 1 week, and 3 weeks later, he was gone.
Oh, God.
You know, which was horrendous.
Was it cancer, Anne, that he had?
Yes.
Was it?
Yes.
I'm sorry to hear that. It was very quick, though.
Thank you. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
But so, of course, I mean, sure, I didn't know whether I was on my head or my heels.
I know.
And I did ask them, could I appeal it? And they said, would my doctor give me a letter? Which he did.
Which he would, yeah.
And they just said, oh, well, actually, there's no appeal. They weren't very nice to deal with, whereas most people were absolutely wonderful. But I have to say, they really weren't great. I did go to several TDs. At the time, actually, Jack Chambers was the Minister for Transport. And I went to him and he said he tried, but there was nothing he could do. Now, I probably ruffled his feathers a bit because I did say when he said that, if I was one of your cronies, you know, you'd look after me.
Or you mean, like a constituent maybe or something.
Yeah.
Are you Dublin based? You are.
Yes, yes,
you're talking
I
about
am.
And, was,
and it was in his constituency.
Was in, yeah, I know. And look, and you know, I suppose there's, you know, it's probably for the politicians, you know, if they were here, maybe they'd say, you know, there's rules around all of this. But I can understand, like, it's difficult circumstances, Anne, and, you know, obviously your husband died so suddenly, you know, it's very difficult. So you got on to the NTA because they're really responsible, you know, for, or they're in, kind of in charge of this.
Yes.
And you have had, you know, there's been really nothing that can be done. Is that it?
They keep telling me the plate is invalid, you know, which...
So no one can use the plate now? Is that right?
No one can use the plate. Mm. But I mean, like, surely, like, we bought the plate, Philip had been using it for over 40 years, and we took out a second mortgage. Okay, there was deregulation, but it was still our plate. That it seems ludicrous that in the space of...
Eight weeks.
Most taxi men weren't aware of the fact that it was 9 months. Mm. Like, it was actually only highlighted in their newsletter a year later.
So you want the plate back? And would you be interested, Anne? Would you be interested in driving the taxi yourself, or maybe is there family that might be?
No, but my son-in-law would.
He would be interested in keeping it going. Yeah.
Yes.
And obviously
yes.
The cost, as you said, for yourself and your husband in doing all it, you know, in getting the license, buying it in the first place, you'd like to keep it on the road.
Well, it was a second mortgage, yeah. And when deregulation came, I mean, my husband never actually came to terms with it. And I am naturally a positive person. And I'd say, look, you have to build a bridge. You really, you know, you can't let it define you. Look what you have and not what you haven't, and that's the way it is, and there's nothing you can do about it. And we did, there was a group fair that took it up, and we went to European Parliament, and while most taxi men were awarded, I think it was 13,000 euro, Philip was 14 months too young, so didn't qualify.
He didn't get it. How long was he a taxi driver for, Anne?
For over 40 years.
God, was he right? He probably could have published a book, I'd say, with all the stories he'd have.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he was a good guy. I mean, no matter what he'd find, he'd go to the ends of the earth to try and find the person whose phone it was,
really?
Or his laptop.
Yeah,
or,
yeah,
he was. He was. And I really kind of feel he'll never rest if we don't get the plate back.
Yeah, and you'd like, it's obviously, there's a whole emotional attachment naturally, you know, Anne, for you and the family. And as you say, if your son-in-law, is it, he'd like to keep it, he'd like to get into the business and keep it going.
Yes.
And we've contacted the NTA ourselves, you know, when you got in touch with us to see what the situation is, you know, if there's anything that can be done or anything anyone can do. And I know a lot of taxi drivers often get in touch with us if they're listening to the programme this lunchtime. Maybe some of the taxi drivers out there that are at this a long time, Anne, I don't know if they have any help or suggestion or advice they might be able to give you, but if they do, we'd love to hear from them. Give us a call. It's 1800 453 106, or drop us an email if you've any advice for Anne today. It's lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. But is this long ago, Anne, that this happened, that you found out?
It was 3.5 years ago.
3.5. So it's it hasn't, the license hasn't been used in the last...
No, it can't be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like the plate number died with him, which is absolutely crazy.
Mm.
Particularly when he had put it, you know, he had signed the form, and okay, hands up. I mean, I didn't read it properly, but it wasn't a case of I just didn't bother.
Mm.
I just, you know, as I say, I was so traumatized, and the fact that most taxi men were not aware.
No, yeah.
Of
I'm sure, it's just a genuine mistake. I mean, in the
the
midst
of
the aftermath of grief, and you know all that goes with that, and it happened, as you say, so suddenly, and you're just looking to get it, had to be filled out within 9 months, and you were doing it, I suppose, within 11. So it's an 8 week disparity we're talking about, really, isn't it?
That's exactly it. But I'm sure there's plenty of other people in my position. I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Well, I can tell you there's another texter here who's got in contact already now to say, Anne, at the situation where a taxi driver has to pass away to pass a plate over to the family or a friend is utterly ridiculous and it's totally unfair. I currently drive on my dad's plate, who retired last year due to illness, but I can't own the plate until he dies. And I think it's scandalous, says this texter. Like, if we get any advice, Anne, from any of our taxi listeners this afternoon, it would be sure to put them in touch with you or pass that advice on to you. And if we get anything back from the NTA, because we've contacted them about your situation, we'll get back on to you about that as well.
Thank you so much. Look after yourself, Anne. I really do appreciate it.
You getting in touch. And I know it's not easy to share these personal stories, but I think you did so very eloquently today. And thanks for your time on the programme. Not at all. That's Anne there. It's a Lunchtime Live at newstalk.com. Like this texter, you know, it's just, there should be some leeway or compassion shown to that lady, says this listener, and plenty others getting in touch too with the same view.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on Newstalk. Conversation that counts.
Ah, bike sputtering on me.
That's not what you want on a cross-country trip.
Yeah, you're telling me. Looks like my journey ends here.
Nah, mate. You ride with Geico Motorcycle Insurance and got their 24/7 emergency roadside service. They'll fix your bike right up. Where you headed, anyways?
Oh, I'm going to Cromhenge. You ever been?
Nah, can't say I have.
It's like Stonehenge, but shiny.
It feels good to ride with help. It feels good to Geico. Emergency roadside service is optional coverage.